Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In the conversation God had with Adam and Eve after they sinned, they seemed to pass the buck. That's the big deal these days. I'm not responsible for my actions. I'm a victim. It's someone else's fault. Listen to Genesis 3:11-13. God to Adam, "Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Adam, "The woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate." God to Eve, "What is this you have done?" Eve, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." There you have it. The devil made me do it. But you know the problem with this. Listen carefully. If what I do doesn't matter, I don't matter. Imagine picking a luscious Georgia peach. It looks perfect hanging on the branch. I pluck it and carry it inside. On a closer look, I notice a brown spot, just a little spot. I take my paring knife to remove it, but during surgery, I notice the rot goes deeper than I thought. I cut the peach in half. Oh dear, it's rotten to the core. Now what do I say? "You sinful peach." Of course not. The peach couldn't help it. Ah, but I can help it. It's true I was born a sinner, but as Paul points out in Romans 1, we're worse than we have to be. We can't honestly say every time, "I didn't mean to do it." Often we do mean to. Or we say, "I did it, but I'll never do it again." But sins become habits, and we do it again. Or we say, "I did it, but I wish I hadn't." No, says Paul, quote, "Knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things deserve death, not only do the same, but also take pleasure in those who practice them." Verse 32. Ouch! That's the modern entertainment business, enjoying watching other people sin. Thank God there's victory in Jesus, not only over sin's penalty, but over its power too.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.